Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Start date for adult diversion program tentatively set for January 2024. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The mental health pilot program that Campbell County has been selected to host is scheduled to get going in January 2024. The Gillette News Record reported the Campbell County Adult Diversion Court came about as an effort between the state, local judges, and elected officials to try to do something to combat the mental health crisis. At the beginning, the program will focus on nonviolent misdemeanor offenders with select treatable mental health issues. Campbell County Adult Treatment Court will oversee the supervision piece of the program. Chad Beeman, director of the Adult Treatment Courts, said he's confident that his office won't require any more funding to run the new program this current fiscal year. The VOA will be taking on a lot of responsibility with this new program, Beeman said, including treatment, referrals, and housing. The VOA has a crisis intervention shelter in Sheridan that people can be transported to if they need it. Beeman said the goal is to take those mental health cases that if it wasn't for their mental health, they wouldn't be involved with the criminal justice system. The program is scheduled to run through 2026, Beeman said. If it's successful, it could be replicated in other counties. Campbell County High Plains big game are plentiful, but can be difficult to get to. Campbell County has some of Wyoming's richest High Plains grasslands, supporting ample big game herds, but finding hunting access can be tricky, according to the article from Cowboy State Daily. Kevin Nickich, general manager at the Gillette Rocky Mountain Discount Sports Store, said there's a lot of private land and getting permission for hunting access can be tough. However, Campbell County is home of the vast Thunder Basin National Grasslands, which are on public land managed by the U.S. Forest Service. Nickich said local hunters like to try their luck there for all three of Wyoming's premier big game species, elk, mule deer, and antelope. Campbell County's elk herds aren't as massive as those in other parts of Wyoming, but there's still a healthy population, he said. Nickich added they can be tough to hunt. They move around like a lot of High Plains elk do. They're here one day and then gone somewhere else the next. Antelope numbers are down in the wake of winter kill, and there have been hunting tag cuts for the species this year. Even so, Nickich said most of his non-resident customers are excited to come chase antelope in Campbell County. He said, "We don't tend to have the trophy quality that Natrona County is known for, but we used to have a lot of quantity, although that's down some right now. Most of the out-of-state groups that come here are after the antelope. A lot of them go on private land where they have trespass fees or guided hunts." Campbell County also has a healthy population of wild turkeys. Nickich said just about anywhere in the county where a hunter can get access and find a place to hunker down and hide should be good for turkeys. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.